This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 11 a.m., Grant and Danny will be joined by Kirk Cousins, so you don't want to miss that. You could say it's a world exclusive. Kirk Cousins on with Grant and Danny today at 11 a.m. here on 106.7 The Fan.
They always do a great job with Kirk. So
they certainly
awesome.
Do.
Like the Manfred Mann blinded by the light.
This is Manfred Mann.
Yeah.
Cover of Bruce. Springsteen did the original.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was unaware.
Right, Valdez? Didn't Springsteen do the original?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Tommy DeLay is giving Tom a big thumbs up.
How old are you, Valdez?
29. Oh, no, I'm 30.
Yeah,
wow,
just
I'm
30. 30.
Wow.
You don't start with a 2 anymore,
you're too,
right?
You're too young to know that.
You're 30. God. I remember, Valdez, when did you start working for us? You were 21?
Yeah, 21.
Wow.
That donk's been hanging around us for a third of his life.
You know his dog's 90 pounds already?
Why, 7 man? And a half months, 90 pounds.
What do you have, a Mastiff or something? What do you have?
No, it's part Dane. Great Dane, part Rottweiler, and part Weinreimer.
Right. It's just a big-ass dog.
It's a mutt, but it's a big freaking dog.
Right. Is he still sleeping in your bed all the time?
Yep, I slept on the sofa last night.
Oh, really? Is that your new bit?
So he kicks you out of the bed?
Basically, yes.
The kid that ruined a marriage? I mean, have pets ever ruined a marriage? Like, people just stop hitting skins because the dumb dog's in the way?
Well,
I mean, I
know you have needs and you find a way, but
we don't hit skins at bedtime anyways.
You don't?
Bedtime's bedtime.
Right? When
that's for sleeping time?
When is skins time?
Oh, it's weekend normally in the morning.
Yeah. What about like Monday through Friday?
It's hard cuz our schedules aren't
skins time.
Our schedules don't sync up that much because, right. You know, she gets home at 7 and wants to eat dinner and everything. By the time she's done eating dinner,
she's tired.
That's why God made the internet. I get it.
So you guys are trying to creep on the story that we're going to do today.
God did make the internet. He definitely did.
God definitely made it. Yeah. Not Al Gore.
Well, not Gore. It was God.
Yeah.
By the way, my dog slept in my bed last night.
Well, your sex life apparently was ruined years ago, so. What's the difference?
It hadn't ruined the marriage yet.
Right. You got a great marriage.
Great.
And your dog's not 90 pounds.
No, but she's 70.
It's pretty big.
And she's long.
Pretty big. All right. You're dying to do the story about silly?
We can do it later. But you guys just start to take a bite.
Save
it.
Some men are longer than others.
That's a great Braveheart quote. I like it.
All right. Let me try to entertain you and tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a pretty light weekend at the box office. I know Jason saw a movie. He can tell you about it in a second. The Hitman's Bodyguard was number one, though, did $21 million in its opening weekend. Only on about 3,000 screens. No big deal. Annabelle Creation did $15 million. So far, that's made $64 million in 2 weeks. Not interested in any of these.
I'm telling you, we need to make a horror movie about a doll with like a $300,000 budget.
Logan Lucky did $8 million. Dunkirk, still doing work, did $6 million. And rounding out the top five, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. Ugh. That
Nutty
did
by
$5
nature. Million. Let me guess. They playing OPP during it?
Yeah, right.
Well, OPP were smart. Jason, they licensed their song out
You
to
went
it.
Out and saw Wind River.
Has anybody seen Wind River in this building?
I have not.
It's been out for 3 weeks in limited release. It only did $3 million, but it's up 385%.
Let me tell you.
Who's in it? What's it about?
Jeremy Renner. Everyone listening needs to see Wind River.
Why?
Everybody?
It's excellent.
All right, what's it about? I know we have Kevin every week.
How many two-game parlays?
Five.
A five?
Five.
Overrated.
Go see it.
All right, what's it about?
Jeremy Renner plays like a fishing and wildlife
cop. I'm out.
Oh, well, hold on.
You're very close minded.
It just sounds dumb to me.
It's a small part
of it. I'm so interested in a fishing.
But he works for like the Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's a cop.
All right. Go on, I'll try to come back in.
He basically hunts and he kills animals to protect like farms.
All right. Like wild wolves and stuff like that. Yeah. And bear.
Aren't all wolves wild?
But he finds a dead body. He finds a dead girl.
Okay.
The FBI gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI agent's played by Elizabeth Olsen, who's Mary Kate and Ashley's younger sister. Kind of hot.
She's hotter than the twins.
Yes.
Yeah, twins are gross.
All right. And it's all about solving the murder.
Okay, I might like that.
You don't like murder mysteries?
I think I do.
And by the way, Jeremy Renner is a badass in this movie.
Wind River's on like 20 theaters. I don't know how you found it.
I saw it at Reston.
It's in 600 theaters.
I know. I don't know why it's limited release. It just is. I had to go to Reston Town Center, 20 minutes away. Kind of a pain in the ass. You got to pay for parking. Hate that place. But it was worth it. Go see it.
Is it being shown anywhere in the state of Maryland?
Don't care about
Maryland.
Better question.
I'm going to guess yes.
How about Montgomery County, where I live?
Probably.
And I don't mean Germantown.
Go in and punch your dumb zip code in and find out how
maybe
close
he's not
gonna. He hasn't seen a movie in the theater in probably 5 years.
Let me tell you this. I know you would like it.
I would like it.
Do you like killing and shooting and all that kind of stuff?
I like all of the above.
And trying to solve murders?
Yes.
I like trying to solve murders.
And my man John Bernthal's in it.
Local.
He's so good. Now, he's only in it for about 10 minutes. But
it's okay.
It's a brutal. Remember Kevin said there was a brutal scene in this movie?
Yes.
There is a brutal scene in this movie. Mm. He wasn't downplaying that one. But I recommend it highly.
Would you take your kids? Would you recommend your kids?
No.
Let me guess.
It's too brutal?
You didn't have one gummy bear. You didn't have one milk dud or one thing to drink to quench your thirst.
Zippy.
Man, you live like a Spartan over there.
That's the way I work, buddy. But I did see a few trailers that are coming out that really excite me. One of them is It.
Mm. You're in with Kevin. It's about a clown that is like a serial killer.
I'm going to see that.
It's about Pennywise.
That's going to be awesome.
Written by Stephen King.
The other one,
I know you've heard of him.
The other one is the Snowman.
Haven't heard anything about that.
All right. Google those trailers.
I think Roy Sabatini tried to put up a snowman and sabotage me in the window yesterday. Yeah. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody cares.
Didn't he close with like a 69
I know,
or something?
But every time I turned on, he was missing putts. He was scorching hot.
Yeah, he just wanted to win the pot.
I wanted him to shoot like a 60.
Right.
And what was the other one? Oh, Good Time.
See a lot of movies that you want to see.
Yeah, they're just trailers. Good Time, It, the Snowman.
I see Chad Dukes is on the line. Says he wants to yell at EB. Why? Chad, good morning.
Hello, Chad.
You've never heard of the movie It?
I mean, I heard.
Never
of
heard
the,
of the book,
Stephen
yeah,
King.
Yeah, now that you say that, sure, I have. I wouldn't read that.
Jerry, you understand, EB, that Jason has zero passions. He has nothing that he's interested in, other than pitching. And he comes to you with this movie, and you won't even let him get the descriptor out before you say, I'm out, I have no interest.
Well, because he's kind of humoring me as
like
I do
that. He doesn't like good movies.
That's not true. I mean, I like the best. Yeah.
Wind River was the directorial debut of the guy that wrote Sicario and Hell or High Water, which are probably two of the best movies to come out.
No,
the past
which
decade.
One was Sicario? Which one is that? Is that the one lasted about 15 minutes?
Benicio del Toro.
Oh, it's a great movie.
But the opening scene with the bodies and the shootings.
Ricky.
Oh, yeah. I watched that with my son. We got scared and turned it off.
We got scared.
Pretty smart.
He's such a wuss.
I'm telling you. What I did it for my son. He actually got scared.
All right. Well, that's not. Look, you don't want to take him to see Wind River either.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to take your daughter. Chad, did you see Wind River?
I'm going to go see it. It's just playing. I only go where movie theaters that serve beer because I'm an alcoholic at this point. And they only serve them at the conventional movie theater.
I thought you had like a fatty liver or something. Like you had like a liver issue.
I have a fatty everything, Eric.
No, but I mean, I thought you were cutting down on that. You can't? It's over.
No, it's going to kill me. That's not the point. The point is, if you're going to, the guy only pipes up when you guys are talking about betting on college football. The only time that we've ever heard him show any passion is when he had a losing streak on a podcast with Matt Valdez that only Cowboy Todd has heard.
Right.
And he's finally come in front of everybody and has something passionately, and you shut him down immediately.
No, I was breaking his balls.
Oh, who cares?
I was breaking his balls, and then he got it out. And I said, yeah, that actually does sound somewhat intriguing to me, although you're scaring me with the brutal scene. Where does the brutal scene come into play? The beginning of the movie or end of the movie?
End of the movie, like 80% into the movie.
Again, it's a movie.
I don't like
it's not, it's
a
movie. Not real.
I don't like to see brutal
scenes.
I know,
but it's a really good scene. You get bitter when you see the scene.
You do?
Yeah,
you're giving
yeah.
away too much.
I'm just telling you. Go see it. Chad, go see it.
Oh,
get
they're
going to
show. Are they? Is it going to be a flashback and they show how the girl died? Basically. That's going to be Arctic.
Kind of, sort of, kind of.
Pretty much exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Are you guys watching Ozarks?
I watched Ozark, finished
it.
It's amazing.
Is that about the priests or whatever?
No.
No, that's the Keepers.
The Keepers, right.
It is butt awkward because I've never seen more gay sex in my life. And I'm just sitting there with my wife and I'm trying to be progressive and act like it's amazing. And it's a very awkward thing that happens when you watch that show.
Hmm. With all that time you've hung out with Drab, that's the first time you've seen gay sex?
There's one scene in particular.
Wait, Drab was on a date this weekend or something? What are
with
you guys doing over there?
We're having gay sex.
Yeah.
All right, go see Wind River.
What are you doing for the
much.
Eclipse, by the way?
I'm killing myself. Here's what it's going to boil down to. Is all of the idiots that are pulling over on the side of the road to look at it and driving around. Gene Wong just tweeted out an article from the Washington Post about how people are driving around with their eclipse glasses because they're terrified. The only thing that results of this, whether it's the holidays, whether it's an election, whether it's concerts, it's always the same thing. It's dumb people keeping me from getting to work and home from work. That is the baseline for all these results. I wish it would go away. It's a zero... It's what it is for UEB to me, this eclipse. It is a nothing factor.
Yeah, believe me, I have no interest in it. The only thing, now I'm only scared of it. I have no interest in it. Now I'm only scared, like my kid's out of town for a week, and he's with a bunch of his buddies. Well, for sure, he's going to go blind.
You think you're scared now? Wait till you go see it in the theater.
I'm not going to see it.
He's not going to see it. He wouldn't even. He didn't last 20 minutes since Sicario.
I know. It was a cheap joke.
Brutal opening scene in that movie.
Oh, it's a good
scene. It was amazing. Found all the bodies in the wall cakes. We're going to go see it, and I'll bring the scissors for the bucket of popcorn. All right?
Sounds like a date. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you,
I
Chad.
I love you, boys.
All right.
Thanks. We love you, too, Chad.
Love you, Chad.
Chad Dukes versus the world today at 2 p.m. here on The Fan.
I only got through one story. I got more. We got to do it when we come back.
We can do more EP, and we can talk about the story that I have. It's red hot.
About the vaginas?
It's about sillies.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, we'll do that. All right, don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.